And I know that Hazel and Al would love for Elijah to also know the strength, peace and love that they've gained from their own personal faith in God. But part of a dedication, baby dedication, recognises that the parents believe that it will be for the child to decide, well, the baby as he is now, to decide for himself when he's old enough to understand and appreciate what it means to follow Jesus, to make that decision for himself later in life. So Elijah is a very special gift, not only to Hazel and Al, but also to you, his their family and friends. And it's lovely to see so many of you here today. And Hazel and Al have chosen godparents for Elijah, and that's Gareth and Helen, and also Phil and Gemma. So if parents, baby and godparents would like to come forward now, that would be great. Raising their child and the wonderful privilege of doing that as well. But because children belong to God and are given by grace to their parents, it's only proper and appropriate that the child be dedicated back to God, and that's what we're seeking to do today. So 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah presented her son, as we've already heard this morning, to God in the temple. And in Luke chapter 2, we read that Mary and Joseph brought their baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem in order to present him before the Lord. So in the same way, Hazel and Al are bringing their son, Elijah Luke Stevens, before God now to dedicate his life to God. So in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it reminds us of the parents' need to teach their children about God's love. It says, "Love God, your God, with your whole heart. Love him with all that's in you. Love him with all you've got. Write these commandments that I've given you today in your hearts. Get them inside of you, and then get them inside of your children. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home or walking in the street. Talk about them from time to time, when you get up in the morning and when you fall into bed at night." And we know too that God cherishes and loves children, because Jesus welcomed children, but he also made it known to us adults that we can learn so much from children when he said, "Let the children come to me and don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these children." So I have two questions for you, Hazel and Al, now. And the answer to all the questions for everybody is, we do. Just so you know. So Hazel and Al, by coming forward before God and his people, do you declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and Elijah to God?
We do.
Do you promise, with God's help and in partnership with family, friends and the church, to provide for Elijah a loving Christian home, to raise him in the truths of your faith, and to encourage him to one day trust Jesus as his Saviour and Lord? So modelling this kind of love can't be done alone. I can definitely testify to that myself. And so for this reason, Al and Hazel have chosen godparents, Gemma and Phil, and Helen and Gareth, to help them. So I'm going to ask them some questions now. And the answer is, we do. Gemma, Phil, Helen and Gareth, by coming forward before God and his people, do you declare your desire to help Hazel and Al to fulfill the promise that they've just made by becoming Elijah's godparents?
We do.
Do you promise to offer encouragement, help, and prayer to Hazel and Al as they seek to raise Elijah in a loving home according to God's will?
We do.
So there's an old proverb that says, it takes a village to raise a child. So parents obviously have the first responsibility, but they need the help and support of their community. And for Hazel and Al, as they've already expressed, their spiritual community is vital, along with those that they know and love who don't express a faith. So I'm going to ask you all now to please stand, because I'm going to ask you some questions as well. The wording of this question, really, it's aimed at the Christian members of this church who might like to say we do after the question. But if you don't profess a faith, we're really glad that you're standing with us. And I know that Hazel and Al will know that you're expressing your support for them in whatever way that you can. So do you, as members of Hazel, Al and Elijah's spiritual family, promise to set an example of faith and love for Elijah, praying for him and encouraging him one day to accept Jesus as his Saviour and Lord? Okay, this is the scary moment. You can have a seat.
I think I get to hold Elijah now. Scary but gorgeous.
Going to happen to this microphone. There we go. So I'm just going to pray for Elijah and bless him, and then there'll be a chance for others to pray too. Father God, we present Elijah Luke Stevens to you. We thank you for this precious gift of this beautiful baby boy for Hazel, Al, and all the rest of us. We thank you for being with his parents on their journey. Thank you for this beautiful boy, for all that he is and all that he will be. We pray for him that he will have health, love, peace, and joy in his life, that he will have healthy relationships, that he will have all he needs physically and emotionally throughout his life. We pray that ultimately, God, that he will desire a living relationship with you, his creator, who made him, knows him, and loves him. So, Elijah, may the Lord bless you, protect you. May the Lord smile on you. May he be gracious to you, show you his favor, and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And now there's a chance for godparents to pray for Hazel and Al and Elijah. And then when they've prayed, if anyone else would like to pray aloud for the family, that would be lovely.
Father, we thank you for Alan Hazel and for Elijah. We thank you for the blessing that he is to them as a family. Thank you for the gift that he is. And we ask that as a community here, we would support and encourage them as a family, and that we would not be in the way at all of what we do, of what they do, but we would be there behind them and give them our support. And we ask that you'd have your hand over Elijah's life as he grows up. Amen.
Father God, we thank you that you were indeed with Alan Hazel throughout that five-year journey and before Elijah arrived, and then through all the difficult times around his birth. And we just ask that Alan Hazel and Elijah would know that you are with them now as a family, and that you would continue to be with them in the happy times and in the more difficult and challenging times. Just ask that you would really strengthen them as a family and uplift them. In Jesus' name, amen.
The image I have when I pray for Elijah is one of from Isaiah, of an oak of righteousness, standing tall, standing strong, deeply rooted in God. And again, as David says in the Psalms, being planted beside streams of living water, where he's just able to continually draw his strength from God, from God's Spirit, and that birds would find shelter, people would find shelter, protection, and that he would always have fruit in season. So I just want to pray that for you, Elijah, that you would be this tall, strong man of God that God has planted you to be, that you would deeply be rooted, so deeply your roots would go down into the love and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that you would never stop growing in that fullness that comes from knowing him. Amen.
Father, thank you that even before we're born, all our days are known to you. Thank you that you have knit Elijah together, that you have built him and made him exactly as you want him to be, with all the individual gifts and characteristics that he's going to develop as he grows up. And Father, our prayer is that he would know your hand of your blessing on him, that he would know the work of your Spirit inside him, teaching him, revealing to him the path that you'd have him to walk, developing new gifts within him that make him a blessing to others. Father, thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for his life that is good and it is a precious gift to this world. Father, I pray that you would reveal that plan to him and help him to walk in it. Father, I pray for Al and Hazel as parents that they would know your blessing, that they would know your wisdom, that they would know that you are with them. Father, I want to pray for Alistair as a father, that he would know that in you he has everything he needs to be a fantastic dad. Father, I pray that he would know the security that comes from being loved by you. Father, I pray that when he mucks up, as he will as a dad, that he would know your grace and your forgiveness, that he would forgive himself. I pray that he would enjoy times of celebration and gladness and joy as he sees his son grow. Father, I just pray that he would be able to seek you for all he needs to be an example and a blessing to Elijah as Elijah grows. And that he would know your face shining on him, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen.
If there's anyone else who'd like to pray aloud now, please do so. Perhaps two or three. We'll just carry on praying for a moment.